I deleted the first email invitation. I've never been into clothes or power. Then a second one arrived. We only have 5 volunteers. We really need more, the email pleaded. Maybe it would help me figure out what clothes I had that made me feel powerful. Maybe I'd find out what other women wore to feel powerful. For sure, there would be cookies. I pushed the reply button and went to my closet. I nixed the black jean jacket and the green top that I'd worn to the writer's conference just a week or two earlier. Those clothes hadn't made me feel powerful, just well-armored. So what else was there? I work at home. When I have to meet people, I'm torn between jeans and khakis, jacket or no jacket. I've not developed a uniform.
Some women who are faced with the issue of bringing one thing say, you know, forget it. I'm going to bring 4 things and talk about all these 4 different kinds of power sources in my life. And hopefully during the questions part, you know, if they're presenting one thing, we can get them to talk about other areas of power in their lives as well.
That was Renee Pichocki. She and Tiffany Ludwig have been traveling the country making women answer the question, what do you wear that makes you feel powerful? I spoke with them over the phone from Santa Fe, where they're currently interviewing women. By the end of this year, they will have videotaped over 600 women from all areas of the country. Their project is called Trappings, and their website is Two Girls Working. There are lots and lots of women wearing everything from a red power suit to an ice hockey uniform. There are regional variations, more sandals in the South, for instance, more mud boots in Alaska. Turns out, that's not really the point.
It's about, you know, fighting or working within that environment and working within that natural landscape, you know? So it's more about the story that gets to those clothes than the specific types of clothes being very unique. The platform is clothing, but the investigation is on the definition of power.
The project is really about cultural identity. It's about women talking about their definition of power, themselves and their place in their communities. Tiffany says what it's really about is the F word.
We wanted to ask the question, are you a feminist? We realized pretty quickly that if we asked such a direct question, we would have people who align with us and people who do not agree with us. And that was a very black and white kind of response. And we really wanted to see the gray area in between.
Ludwig and Pichocki spent a year developing questions that would help women open up. Conversations take off in all sorts of directions. When I went to the YWCA for the taping, Peggy Robinson had on a bright red suit jacket that she'd worn when she was on the school board. It was the jacket that meant she planned to get things done. Charlotte Fox, executive director of the Alaska State Council on the Arts, had comfortable shoes, black pants, and a tailored top, and talked about being an advocate for the arts. Artist Susan Scher wore a shimmery tube stole that made it look as if she had butterfly wings. She'd moved from her New York art studio to Anchorage a few years earlier and talked about hiking in the mountains and finding a new group of friends. But as Renee and Tiffany said, it wasn't really the clothes that spoke for anyone. They just allowed people to talk for themselves.
You know, we see that interview session really as a performance art and public dialogue event. And we've heard that a lot of women haven't had the kind of platform that we've provided them to talk about themselves for half an hour, especially in a group of their peers where people are able to listen to just how they want to present themselves. So we've heard that that maybe it's a new experience for sure.
I wore my bike shorts, bike top, bike gloves, and bike helmet. As Renee asked me questions, I realized it wasn't the clothes that made me feel powerful, but what I could do in the clothes. I could cross the country on a bicycle with my family. I could race my husband up hills. Clothes just let me be active. I guess the real power isn't in the trappings, but in the women who wear them. I'm Pam Kravis.